a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the
put your phone down. It's time to podcast.
All right, stop trying to be like...
It's time to podcast.
Stop trying to be different for the intro.
Different? What do you mean?
Put your phone down.
Put it down.
This isn't getting put in the intro. All right, let's start now.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not, because no one actually gives a
fuck. Welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit
Podcast. Redo that, because I was talking in the middle of it. Ready?
Welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit Podcast.
With your host, Grace.
And Lewis, or better known as Lewis and Grace.
In the Southern Hemisphere.
What? That didn't make... No, best podcast in the Southern Hemisphere. We are in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's what I meant. We're in the Southern Hemisphere.
In the what? In the what? Where is the Southern Hemisphere, Grace?
Below the equator. I actually don't appreciate. I don't appreciate that sort of questioning.
Anyway,
makes me sound like an idiot.
Welcome back, everyone. We know you've missed
us. Hey guys, welcome back.
A week.
Just want to say before we even start.
Yep.
Last episode, I was a little bit riled up.
You were. I listened back when I made that thing about the evidence-based lifting. I was like, wow, she was on one that day.
She was on one. And I promise I wasn't mad at Lewis or anything. It was just he on purpose revs me up. It gets me revved up. But it's not. I don't want you guys to listen and be like, wow, like they're so horrible to each other. We're not. It's totally just jokes, and Lewis knows it and I know it. And it's like nothing deep.
We go home and kiss and bang.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Grace.
What?
Are you going to ask me how my week was?
Well, just give me a second.
Ask me.
Just wait.
No, how was your week?
No, hold on. Just hang on. Hold on.
We've developed a new habit for the podcast where we write down things that happen in our week too. So when we ask each other, Grace, how was your week? We don't sit there and go, let me think.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Just give me 1 second.
Okay.
How was your week, Lewis?
Oh, you're going to ask
That's
me first.
All I ask is just for you to give me a second and I'll ask you how your week is. How's your week?
My week was all right. It was all right. First week of placement again. I know, I sound like a broken record at this point.
I've
started my last prac. I'm 1 week down. It's only 4 weeks. So
1 week down, 3 to go.
Yeah, it's
so
only
exciting.
4 weeks. So I've got 3 weeks left. It'll be a piece of piss and we'll be sweet. And it's been good enough, you know. It's been nice. People are good. All that. But I'm back to the morning sessions, which has been not bad because I've been training at Newey West and
that's a great gym.
I actually don't mind it. It's fairly enjoyable there. And, yeah, just another week of meal plans and stuff and weight slowly going up, slowly, but it's going up.
Love it.
And, oh, that's right. I was supposed to have finished my book by the time we recorded this episode, my Atomic Habits book that I've been reading. But guess what? I haven't yet. I'm going to finish it today.
Why is that?
I'm going to finish it today.
Why is that?
Because life gets in the way sometimes, you know? This is what happens, right? This is why I go to the gym before prac and, you know, people going about, oh, you've not given yourself enough time to eat and shit. It is so much better going to the gym before
Facts.
Work.
100%.
Like if you have a whole day where it's your priority because you start the day with it. And it's low-key so much more enjoyable.
Sets you off on a really great foot
for
your day too.
Not too busy, but believe me, at 7 o'clock you'd be surprised how busy it can get. And then, you know, if I was to go over an Arvo, I'm a bit more well-fed. Maybe I've got my meals, a few more meals
You're
down me and stuff.
A bit more fucked.
I'm tired. I've got fuck all motivation of an afternoon. Like it's hard enough for me to go for a walk and get a few more steps in and clear my mind and stuff. Then I come back and if I've got to cook something, then, you know, that's a drag. And then by the time I sit down and go, oh, I probably should do uni or make some content or something, I go, I can't be fucked. I CBF'd. And that's been the case with my book this week. I've been getting in bed and I go, you know what? I fucking can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. Yes, I am being a bit lazy. But that's sort of, I feel for all the people that do a 9-to-5 Monday to Friday and manage to push themselves every day to, get all the things 100. They need done, especially if they've got kids as well, like fucking hell.
Oh, my God.
But that's just been the case for this week. I've been not bothered, but I'm like that close that I'm going to finish it this afternoon.
Yes, let's go.
But I wanted to just, it was a bit of a coincidence. So towards the end of the book, it's been talking about like habit tracking. So doing things to track your habits because when you track your habits, it makes it more appealing to do and things like that. But then also having a habit contract, right? And what this habit contract is so like, you know, with seatbelts, right, in cars, and how there's laws around, like you get fined if you don't wear a seatbelt when you're driving. But when you think deeply into that, you go, well, what's the point? Because if you were to get into a car crash, right, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, the only person that affects is yourself. And it's just a thing of, well, if you want to be the one that's stupid enough to take the risk and not wear a seatbelt, then let them live with the consequences if they were to crash, right? But that's the issue, is that, well, what happened was heaps of people were dying when cars first came out because they didn't have seatbelts. Then they put them in, but then there was still no seatbelt laws. Then they brought in fines, right? Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden everyone's wearing a seatbelt because no one wants to cop a few $100 fine for just a simple seatbelt, right? And your survival rates of people who drove drastically improved because obviously that's what a seatbelt does.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't put in place. It's not put in place because, you know, say for instance, if you're speeding and you get fined, well, that's fair because that can, you know, you could kill someone else.
Yeah.
Right? You could do harm to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas a seatbelt was put in place, the fines for that were because it was a habit contract whereby it forced you to do this good habit or stop doing, a bad habit of not wearing your seatbelt by being like, if you don't, we're going to fine you. Right? Yeah, it's okay. Very simple.
Yeah.
But that's sort of what the case is. But I was thinking, right?
Right.
This is my third book out of the 10 that I'm supposed to read this year. I was thinking, what is a forfeit that I can do if I do not complete all 10 books by the end of the year? Because I thought this week I was very sloppy. I've been halfway through my next book, really. I should have been cracking on with the fourth one. But I thought I'm going to leave it up to maybe you and everyone that's listening. What's a forfeit that Lewis can do to keep me responsible?
For 2 whole weeks.
Yep.
I want a back rub for 30 minutes every night for 2 weeks.
Okay, but that's...
You could spend that time reading, but instead you get to give me a massage.
That's fine.
I think that's an awesome forfeit, if you ask me.
Yes, but is there something more... That's not too unappealing to me. Like, I would just do that. That's
but
fine.
But you don't do that.
What about if I...
You should.
What about... This would definitely make me pick it up, is if I had to give you... like $300.
Ooh.
Like if we put like a bet almost on it.
I'm not betting.
No. But like, yeah, you lose nothing if I do it. I just have the satisfaction.
I see.
Did complete it. But it's like I get fined if I don't do it. Maybe $300 or something.
That's crazy.
And it goes to you and you can just spend it. Go and spend it as you would.
Yes, buy me clothes.
Well, yeah, you could just spend it.
That's a great forfeit. Let's do that.
So I'm thinking that. But I'll leave it up as well to anyone else. So send us a DM if you want, if you've thought of a good forfeit. It can be literally anything. Anything that's going to push me to really read it.
I have one.
Nothing soft. Make it hard.
That's gone off, by the way. Oh. I have a great forfeit idea. If you guys reckon Lewis should give me $300 if he doesn't complete his 10 books, don't send us a message.
Right. No.
Yes.
No,
that's great.
Give us some more suggestions. And next week I'll pick one and we'll say that's what I've got to do. And I'll be reading like a motherfucker. It will make me read because there's nothing... you know, other than myself
stopping you.
Yeah, literally. Like, there's nothing keeping me accountable for whether or not I read these 10 books.
Oh, yeah, true.
So I need something to keep me accountable, and that will be, you know, a forfeit of some choice.
Slay the day.
That could be one. Let us know if you want me to give Grace $300, or maybe we do a giveaway to you guys.
No, piss off.
I put $300 on the
Fuck
line.
Fuck you guys. I want $300.
No. Whoa. But yeah, we'll leave that up to you guys. And yeah, that's been sort of my week in a nutshell. Grace, how was your week?
Busy.
Sad.
Sad? Because Lewis is on placement.
Oh, true.
I get really sad when Lewis goes on placement.
She does.
I feel just like a lost puppy.
Lost puppy.
No, I just hate it. I'm just, Lewis is my Lewis is my partner in crime. That's so cringe, but it's so true.
No, partner in crime's nice.
I just feel like Lewis is my partner in crime. And when he's not there, when I wake up of a morning, I'm just sort of a bit like, oh,
yeah,
well, this sucks.
You've got no purpose in life when I'm
not there. Well, no, that's not true. But it's just a bit shitty. I just go, fuck, now I have to wake up and eat breakfast alone and then go to the gym alone.
Yeah.
And when I'm feeling overwhelmed with everything else.
All by myself.
And then when I'm feeling overwhelmed with what I have to do, I can't go to Lewis and whinge about it because he's on placement. Yeah. It's just shit.
It is. It is poo.
I hate it.
We hate it.
I hate it so much. Anyway, I move. We move. I persevere.
I thought you were about to say you moved. I was going to say, hang on a second.
No. I've got some new clients, which is exciting.
Yeah, you do. How many total clients are you up to? You can disclose this, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, fucking yeah, you can. Go for it.
We'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
12.
Whoa! Look out. Grace was a couple months ago. All she needed was reassurance that it just takes time. And she's probably sat there with about 5 clients, I think. Yeah, probably around there.
12.
And she's
so
going,
happy.
Why is it not growing? Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And I said, sometimes things just take time.
It just takes time. And
because the effort was there. You were putting in the effort.
I still want more.
And you are. And yeah.
I just love it.
That's a huge step forward.
It's a massive step. I'm
more than doubled what you had.
I'm so grateful. Yeah. I love it. So that's been a really big win. Mm. And I'm loving working with everyone. Fingers crossed that soon I'll be able to pursue this as my full-time casual gig on the side of uni, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because work... But other than that, it's been, like, not too bad. Netball Wednesday.
Oh!
We played netball again.
Our weekly netball recap. We fucking dicked them down.
Guys, I'm saying the score. I think it was, like, 40 to 18.
It was 40 to 18. And we fucking dominated.
I didn't do much.
I got thrown at – so I was goal defense last week. This week I got thrown at goalkeeper. And fuck me dead. When your team is also – scoring 40 points in the game and they're only scoring 18.
Now I'm thinking,
don't see the ball very often. So
are we going to have to cut that whole bit that I just said about work?
Maybe. Well, you know what? We'll see. You can process what you've said and maybe I can cut out chunks.
Fucking
hell.
Because I'm already processing and I'm thinking, imagine if that did get back to them.
So I would. Yeah. Okay. We might cut that. Anyway,
sorry.
Yeah, our netball. We just dicked them down. We destroyed them.
We did.
We fucking owned them. Grace was like fucking prime Michael Jordan out there, but if Michael Jordan played netball.
If Michael Jordan played wing attack.
On wing attack. I was a goalkeeper, and this team that we played, we saw him come out. They had a guy at goal attack. He would have been about 6'7", I reckon.
Mans was huge.
And it was a big bloke, yeah. And I was goal defense last week, but then I got the swap to goalkeeper, and there was a girl that went goal defense, and then we saw the bloke come out, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh, shit, we might have to swap. But she did fucking great. The whole team did fucking great. Like, and we were just intercepting before he could even get the ball. You know what I mean? Like, he just had no chances to be able to score.
We were quick, guys.
Yeah, and so we were locking him down, but our attack was ridiculous as well. Our team is so good at the moment, so good. But we'll see how we go next week. I think the competition's going to get,
I think
tougher.
It might get a little bit harder, but we are doing well so far.
We're fucking owning.
It was
owning.
So fun.
Owning. That was funny that I was goalkeeper and I literally wasn't seeing the ball. I was just cheering for like half the game. Like genuinely, I was just calling out and cheering and being like, good work, take your time, take your time, slow it down. And I'd be like, yeah, nice shot. No, like, it was just because, you know, that's all I could do. It would just be a bit of moral support.
Lewis is made for goal defence, so I think next game he'll be playing goal
But it was
defense.
Funny, the fucking ball finally came down our fucking third of the court, and this poor girl who was goal shooter that I was on, the ball sort of rolled and it was on the ground, and I've like gone to go down and pick it up, and she's sort of in front of me and has reached down to pick it up too, and I've like fallen on top of her, squashed her.
And why like, did I not see that?
And like, I think it was contact. Well, it definitely was because it was a fucking full squashed up.
It sounds like
But it was because I was hustling. It was like I was a starving dog and I was throwing a bone finally. You know, nothing was happening.
Yeah.
Then
the
ball finally comes down
way.
And I was like, holy fuck. I was like, it's here. And so I just was like diving for it. And like, I love playing defense on netball. It's fun. It's so much fun.
It is good fun.
It is a lot of fun.
It's a great game.
My gym pin came,
which we
found out about last week, but I hadn't used it. I finally got to use my gym pin, and oh, what a savior it's been. But funnily enough, I didn't tell you this because I was like, I'm gonna save it for the pod. I used it like Monday, Tuesday morning at Nui West, and I used it on leg extensions. And it was the first time I was using it, and I put it in. I think I put a 20 and a 5 on or something, full stack.
That's
plus
crazy.
A 20 and a 5.
That's fucking crazy.
And it was so good. Like, I was using it, and it was perfect. I was a bit worried that the pin wouldn't fit. It fits. I've just got to be mindful with some machines. I don't think it fits just as snug. So if the weight gets heavier on it, kind of, like, leans a little bit, and I'm worried it might slide out. But there's, like, magnets that hold it in, and so we should be all good.
Okay.
I don't see myself putting 4 plates on soon anyway, I was using it and finished my set, and the guy that was PTing there, who PTs there, and he had a female client with her. They came up and were like, oh, you done with the leg extension or whatever? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm all done now. I'm just going to wipe it down. So they made their way up to the leg extension and sort of stood by it. And all I'd done was just finish it and then go to get a wipe. And then that's when he was like, oh, yeah. So I've come back and I had my headphones on. Sometimes you do this thing where you have your headphones on, but you're like, you know, no music's playing.
Yeah.
So I stopped it. And so I'm there wiping it down. And she goes to the guy, how much weight is that or something? Because my pin load and plate was still on it. And then he started like adding it up and he goes, oh, it's about, it was 168 kilos, but he was like, oh, it's like about 160 or something. And then she was like, oh my God. Like, she was like shocked. Like, I'm not bullshitting. This is like, as I'm wiping it down.
As she should be.
And then he's like, well, yeah, he's like, you know, and he said, what did he say? He said, big boys move big weight. You know, and I was like, hang on. I was like, is that a good thing? Is that
Why not?
I suppose. But you know how there's that. It's almost like an insult online when there's like a guy who's built
mass.
Like a fucking like a refrigerator, benches 200.
No, that's
people
not what
go,
he
mass
meant.
Moves mass.
No, big boys move big weight. That's definitely a compliment.
Okay, I'll take it.
That's such a dub.
Yeah, but I heard all of it as I was wiping down. I was like, fuck yeah. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But stroking Lulu's ego. It's his favourite thing in the world.
Yeah, it's been
loves
very
getting
useful.
His ego stroked.
So I've been using it on
but
leg
deservingly,
extensions.
Because that's insane.
Yeah.
To leg extension that. What the
road
fuck?
To 200 kg leg extension.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I've been using it on leg extension, calf raises and adductors. And I found out these adductor machines yesterday was revolutionary that you can take the stupid fucking plastic
How
off these machines.
How did you find that out, though?
Because I tried to fit it, but fit the pin in, but because the plastic narrows it right down,
yeah,
you can't
what,
fit it in.
Did you try and take
so
the plastic off?
Yeah, I just was like, I wonder if this can pull out. And it was really loose. And I was like, oh, okay. And I just lifted it up and then it sort of came out. And I'm like, oh, fucking oath. And so I took it off both sides. So now I can do it on adductors as well, which I feel like adductor machines universally are light as well.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big strat out there if you guys have the life fitness. Like the one that can be a hip adductor or abductor and it's got the shitty plastic on it, rip that shit out. Rip it out. The gym will find a way to complain though. I bet you any money. If I get caught doing that in the morning or something, like how they complained about me fucking putting the plates on the leg extension at that said gym, they'll complain about this too. I bet you any money. But anyway, that's what I thought I'd share.
That's such a dub.
My gym pin.
Well, I have something to ask.
To ask? What have you got to ask?
Why do we have to have signs up in the gym toilet telling people to fucking flush and to wipe the seat if they piss on the seat.
Yeah, yeah. That you know what? That's actually a good point.
Sorry, but are we not all adults here? Yeah. We're not fucking toddlers. We're not 3 years old pissing all over the bathroom and leaving it because we know no better. Who the fuck goes in, takes a monster turd, and then just walks away? Why? Sorry, but the thing that confuses me is that actually would have had to have happened for them to warrant putting signs up in the bathroom.
Yeah, what's the sign?
That's what I mean.
What's the sign at Warner's Bay? It's how like if you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and lift the seedie
and
or something,
seedie.
Or wipe the seedie.
What? How many times has that happened for them to be like, fuck, like we've got to make signs for these idiots because they don't know how to flush after taking a shit?
Yeah, it's probably the people.
That's what I was just.
Yeah, it's a good point, actually.
I walked into the bathroom at the gym the other day and I was just like staring at the sign and I just thought that is so ridiculous that has to be put up in a bathroom when the gym is 99% 18-plus-year-old people.
Yeah, like adults, yeah.
16-plus.
They don't even put that shit in schools, like in kids'
exactly.
toilets.
Exactly. Like, come on.
You know
on.
What it is? It's what? People that go to the gym are genuinely some of the laziest individuals as well. Like, so not ironic. People don't put fucking plates back when it's literally not that hard at all, so they have to put signs up about that. Just leaving shit everywhere, not wiping down equipment.
That's so ironic,
and it goes even all the way into the toilet where people can't even pick up the seat, lift the seat and do a piss. Unless you're like me and cracked with like your aim and you can just go.
Lewis is not
leave,
cracked
leave
with
no
his
droplet.
Aim.
Leave no droplet on the seat.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there.
No, look, I honestly, I go to the toilet and I genuinely am like, oh, can't be bothered to touch. Oh, also, it's a
that's
germ
the
thing.
Worst,
it's a germ
sorry.
Thing. No, it's a germ thing. I don't want to touch
get
a seat.
Piece
no,
of
no, no,
toilet
no. But then what I do?
On your hands and lift up the seat.
Yeah, I could do that. But
because
then what I do
you know what?
Is I go Steph Curry from all the way downtown. Piss, don't even fucking touch the rim. Swish, right? I fucking swish
nah,
it. And then if I do, if there's a drop, now I will wipe it.
Not good enough.
I
because
do,
you know
I
what
do.
Else pisses me the fuck off? Because
I think this would be bad
need,
as a girl.
Is when I yeah. need to go in and
you're
take
busting.
A piss,
piss
and
every-
some dirty fuck has lifted the seat up and not fucking put it back down. So now I'm the one that has to grab the toilet seat and put it back down. I always cake my hand in
toilet paper yeah.
to touch the seat and I chuck a good old squat over it.
Squat,
there's no chance my cheeks are touching that fucking toilet seat
yeah.
because people are filthy as fuck.
Pop a squat and drop the kids off at the pool.
No, never. I'm talking about doing a
number one.
A wee-wee.
A wee-wee.
A tinkle.
No, you know what I hate too? This is what you get of a morning as well, if you've ever been early in the morning. You get the tradies that come in and just before they go to work do their fat morning shits in the toilet and leave the fattest skid marks all over the toilet. So you go in and you're like, like full gagging at their fucking servo meat pie they've left in the toilet, right?
Oh,
that for breakfast that they had just ran straight through them. Fat skiddies everywhere. It's so fucked when you like go into the bathroom at places that don't have like a posing room and you do, you know, like just a bit of posing or just get a bit of
and
a punch
up. Just like
and you're there
you
like
can't
you're
breathe.
Gagging whilst you're fucking trying to, you know,
it's like the
flex.
Air's thick
it's
with shower steam and the smell of their it's disgusting. Sorry, but let's all act like adults.
Yeah, that's true.
And flush and wipe the seat.
I absolutely rate that sign they have at Warner's Bay, though. If you sprinkle when you tinkle, be a sweetie and wipe the seat. No, isn't it lift the seat?
No, wipe the seat. Yeah, it's wipe
the seat.
The seat. You know what? I'm going to say it. It'd be 100%, 99.99% all men that are fucking filthy.
Yeah, well, fucking, I don't know how a girl's going to. I don't know how a girl could ever piss on a seat. That's shocking accuracy. That's like Shaq at the free throw line. God. How do you miss?
Well, what do you mean?
Well, of course
well,
it's all men.
How
would a girl piss on a seat?
Because men piss on the seat, so then we don't want to sit on the seat. So you got to pop a squat.
Pop a squat.
And sometimes.
Sometimes you do.
It just sometimes.
But you're much more courteous and polite in that you always will wipe it.
Exactly. You know what? I want them to be. I know they have this at, I think, World Gym.
Yeah.
The girls in the men's bathroom. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. There you go.
That's
yes.
great.
It's just every anytime's all unisex.
You go in there and it's just, you can have faith that it's going to be pretty clean.
Honestly, the worst cleaning job would be cleaning a gym, like the bathrooms. That would be, I feel bad for the people that clean gym toilets.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this week. No, and I thought that's funny, so actually. Fucking stupid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually.
What?
You know what?
What?
This, I thought about this a week ago now. So for the last week, what's been going on in the world? What's like a big event that's been happening?
Paralympics.
Yes. But I bet there's probably some people that are listening right now that are going, oh, like, didn't know that straight away. Or were like, oh, fuck, yeah, true, the Paralympics. How fucking stupid of the Olympics, right, to put the normal Olympics for 2 weeks, then have 2 weeks off. Why? Then put the Paralympics on.
Yeah, stupid.
It is completely, you know how we sat here when the Olympics were on and we're like giving our weekly recap and we're like, fuck yeah, like the Olympics is sick for once in, you know, a 4-year event sort of thing. Like,
yeah.
you know, you don't get it often, so we love it. We love our sport.
Now.
I love watching anything and everything at the Olympics. Biggest advocate for the Olympics, right? We are.
Yeah, love it.
Then they decide, oh, we'll have 2 weeks off.
And then do the Paralympics.
And then do the Paralympics.
After everyone stop giving any fucks at all.
Yeah, I don't fucking care anymore. And it's so sad because they are the best athletes in the world, the Paralympians. They are better than the actual Olympians.
Yeah, agreed.
Because tell me how there's a Chinese swimmer with no arms.
And no legs. Swims,
no arms. Oh. Any fucking, I swear to God, it was the fucking weirdest thing I'd ever seen, but most impressive. Fucking dives in for the 50-meter free or what? Obviously, I don't know what else you can really do.
Yeah, would be freestyle.
All he did, he dived in, he took one breath, which was the one he did diving in, then just kicked the whole fucking way until his head rammed into the other side of the pool for 50 meters.
Did you see
that
close-up of his head and the water going over his head? He was like just under... He just wasn't breaking surface tension. He was just perfectly underneath the water that he had that streamline going over his head. It was so impressive.
Yeah, and then you've got the people with no arms and legs just doing the Bob method.
And then you've got people doing archery with no fucking arms, shooting the bow and arrow with their toes and getting perfect tens.
Getting tens.
Me and Dad switched it on one day and we watched this guy shoot and we were like, holy fuck, he's got no arms. Like, how the fuck's he gonna manage this? Next minute he shoots
a 10.
The most perfect 10 you've ever seen.
Oh.
Like straight out of a movie. It was insane. But, so impressive.
But, you know, like, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Why was that not directly after the Olympics, at least?
Or, dare I say,
before
the Olympics.
But these athletes should honestly, go first, and it should be like a warm-up to the Olympics, and it would get people fucking amped if it was first.
Yeah.
You're coming out and seeing, some bloke with no arms hit a perfect 10 in archery. You're like, holy fuck.
It'd
almost be disappointing going and watching the normal archers and be like, I reckon I could do that now, but old mate can do it with his fucking feet, you know?
Do you reckon they do rock climbing? Yeah, they would. They'd have rock. Would they still have rock climbing?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, they would. Well, they still have horse.
Well, you know what? They managed to shock you in every which way, so they probably fucking do. There's probably some way that someone with no arms and legs can rock climb. Maybe he does it with his mouth.
No.
How the fuck? I don't know how, but they'd find a way. They'd find a way.
That. It's not just people with, like, no arms and legs.
Well, it's physical physical disabilities.
But, like, that's like cerebral palsy and stuff too.
Yeah, there probably are people with cerebral palsy in wheelchairs rock climbing.
No, but you don't have to be in a wheelchair. Do you know cerebral palsy? Like,
yeah, I know they're not all wheelchair bound. I know that.
No, some of them are.
Yeah, there's like degrees of it.
Yeah. Well, they still have dressage.
Mm. There's probably fucking quadriplegics that still somehow rock climb. I bet ya. There'd be some way they do it. I wouldn't be shocked if you saw someone that literally had no sensation from the neck down would be rock climbing. They'd find a fucking way to do it. What are you doing? Why are you laughing?
Are we allowed to laugh?
No, we're not. I'm not laughing at a quadriplegic that could rock climb.
Yes, you are.
Their abilities are that impressive that it wouldn't surprise me if there was a quadriplegic.
Yeah, facts. They are like superhumans. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie.
Honestly, you probably see them drive their little mobility scooter even into the pool. Dare
right,
I say?
That's
probably
enough. That's a bit much, Lewis.
Yeah.
All right. This is your reminder to turn on the fucking Paralympics.
Yeah,
is it still on?
Yeah. See what I mean? is it still on?
Has it been two weeks?
Has it been 2 weeks? Yeah, it's still on.
No, seriously. And Australia's done quite well. We've won a fair few gold medals.
Last night we won 2 golds, 3 silvers, 5 bronzes.
Let's hope.
But you probably didn't know that. No one probably fucking knew that. It's just ridiculous. What's the medal tally at, actually?
I don't know.
Can you find it?
No.
Yeah, let me. Can I just want to find it just real quick. I am interested because we have been cooking.
We're just cooking. That's all we need to know.
Holy fuck.
Are we winning?
China has 94 gold medals in the Paralympics. They have 94 golds, 73 silvers and 49 bronzes. What is the population of Paralympic athletes just that much bigger in China?
Do they have more?
Holy shit.
They have more medals in the Paralympics than the Olympics.
Yes, their Paralympic side is more successful.
You know what? Yeah, well, why the fuck are they not getting more recognition?
Well, fucking oath, so we're 9th, right? But we have 18 golds, 16 silvers, 28 bronzes.
That's
we're
insane.
Better in the Paralympics.
Hey, that's fucking insane.
That's fucking insane. Oh, Team Gay Bastards is second. They've got 47 golds. They're out of the United States.
Holy fuck.
42 silvers, 31 bronzes. I think, though, in a way, but they have more because they have to split the disabilities up across different divisions too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's ranked.
Yeah.
So there's more events.
Yeah.
So I suppose that would be why. But still, nearly 100 fucking gold medals. Holy shit. Anyway.
I want to know this. This is a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I heard this on a podcast as well. I'm kind of taking this idea.
Yeah, go for it.
But what would your ideal Saturday be? Like, describe your ideal Saturday. So I reckon, do you want me to go first?
Okay, yeah, you go give me an idea.
So this is as if, like, we'll say we're, like, in Newcastle. We're not, like, on holidays.
Yeah. Yeah.
But money's not an ish.
Okay.
Right. So I reckon it would be sleep in till about 8:30.
Yeah.
Get up, go out for breakfast, go to like Hippo's for breakfast.
Yeah.
Get some breakfast out.
Okay.
By the lake. Go for a quick little stroll after breakfast. The weather's perfect.
Yeah.
Come back. I reckon then go to the beach or something.
Yeah.
Go do something chill.
Yeah.
Go to the beach for a little bit with your friends.
Yeah.
Sun's nice. Lay down. Have a bit of a swim, come back, have some lunch. I reckon it would be lunch at home. Have like a nice lunch made at home.
Yeah.
And then after lunch, could do something like, could do another little activity or something. Could go for it. Oh, no, well, we've been to the beach, haven't we? Potentially could do another little activity. Like maybe go for another walk.
Okay.
Chill out for the afternoon. Put on some makeup. Go out for dinner. Have a really good feed. And then go out for like a drink or two. And then either go home or go to someone's house and just like hang.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good day.
So wake up, breakfast, bit of a walk, beach, lunch, chill out, get ready for dinner. Go out for dinner, some drinks, and that be it.
Yeah, it's simple, but it's good.
I reckon that would be such a fun Saturday.
You know what? I had an answer to this question back sort of during summer of, I think, 2021, like the end of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it was go to the gym in the morning, then it was go to the beach straight after, then go somewhere like to get ready. And then go out. If that was like the perfect summer's day, would be beach in the morning, like get it done, like a gym in the morning, like pump it out, get a good session, like, you know, feel good about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to the beach straight after with like, this is with your mates as well. Like you'd go to the gym, have a sesh, then go out for the beach, have a swim, get a bit of a tan, you know, and then just sort of get a bit like hyped about going out then that night. And, you know, you either go someone's house for pre's and then go out. That's what it was like. That was my back a while ago. This is, yeah.
Can I change my answer?
That was my perfect day.
Can I change my answer?
Wait, no, stop, because I want to give my perfect Saturday, right?
All right, what?
Which would be probably nearly the same thing, honestly. It would be if I'd be talking summer And it would be, I'd go to the gym in the morning at like 10 or so, get out a good sweat, good sesh, then go for the, oh yeah, go swim, go to the beach, have a swim, get a tan, all that. Then go home and get ready and go out, but then go to someone's house prior to going out, bit of pre's, maybe order dinner, or we go to dinner, I dare say. And then we go to dinner and then, yeah, we just go have a social night doing something and then, yeah.
My answer's changed.
What's your answer?
Get up, breakfast out, walk, beach, come back, chill out, get ready, go to someone's house, have some drinks there first.
Yeah.
Then go out for dinner and some drinks.
Yeah.
Just like, there's something about getting up and going for breakfast on a nice day that is just so lovely.
Yeah.
And then just going and doing something chill, like being outside. Going to the beach and it's a hot day.
Yeah, it's got to be summer too.
And the water's just like so nice. Yeah. And then just after the beach coming home, showering.
Yeah.
And then knowing that you have an afternoon / night of just like being with your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. Oh, sorry. I don't think there's really much else that tops the feeling of not having much on for the day and like being at the beach and then coming home and showering knowing you're going to go out. Like, that's a pretty elite
feeling.
Those
summer weekends, yeah, they go hard summer weekends when you've got, like, you're going to go out in the afternoon or the night and stuff. The best thing is when you do have that planned, like you're going out for dinner with mates or stuff like that at night, or there's a social event happening at night, and then during the day you just jam-pack it with, like, stuff outside or just, like, something active. I think you do need something active in there as well. Like, I know some people's ideal Saturday is probably lazing around watching
like a bit of
a
walk after breakfast or something.
Or a gym sesh.
Fuck the gym on a Saturday.
Wow.
No, sorry.
We all knew this was coming. Can't say I'm shocked.
Something active, like going for a walk or doing some sort of activity, like rock climbing.
Do something that, or, like, you get a big dopamine
may
hit.
May I,
you know,
even say going for a run, just like 20 minutes along the water. Yep. Just go for a run or something.
Yeah.
Feels so good. And then going to the beach and then having a shower and getting ready.
Yeah.
Like, far out.
Yep.
So fucking good.
You know what's even more important, actually? This is a rehashing an old episode of ours that we did a while ago talking about how important routines were. You know what sets you up for a good day always regardless is a good morning routine.
100%.
A good morning routine. And that's been something I've been reinstilling into my days. I love waking up, or more so at your house, because you're got quite a nice where Grace lives is really nice to go around just for like a morning walk sort of, or, you know, because the sun hits different out there and the air is crisper. The air hits different too.
It's very nice
and
the morning.
Yeah, in the morning. You wake up and it's just a little bit chilly, and then I still get out as soon as I wake up and, you know, well, I'll weigh myself now in the mornings. That's part of my morning routine. And then I get up before I go outside. What I've been doing recently has been hydrating as soon as I wake up, but I don't mean hydrating as in, you know, drinking just water. What I've been doing is getting up, getting a, like, or even my bottle of water or a glass of water, and I've been adding in like a quarter to a half of a teaspoon of pink Himalayan salt, right, into the water, mixing up. You know how you get when you wake up brain fog and it's that feeling behind your eyes and just sort of the dryness you get in your head? It's almost like when you get a dehydration headache, like you know that it's because you haven't drank enough water. And it's sort of you wake up in the morning and, yeah, your eyes feel like puffy and stuff like that. I shit you not, this sounds like the most woke wellness thing that, you know, I could be saying that, oh, you need fucking, you know, Celtic sea salt, pink Himalayan salt.
Yep.
But genuinely, a half teaspoon of that with a glass of water in the morning, I mix it in, I just back it, scull it. As I'm drinking it, I feel my, like, morning fog literally evaporating, like going away. Like, it's just been such a game changer for me. I've been trying to be mindful of it though, because I feel like my sodium intake throughout the day is already too high.
Yeah.
And doing the job that I do, I see so many people that come in with clotted blood vessels, and it's probably one of the scariest things, I reckon. That and an aneurysm have got to be some of the, because you can just die at any moment from either. So I've been trying to be mindful of the sodium intake that I have, but I just you know, I just guilt trip myself into saying I'm an athlete and I need more salt than the average person. And so, but I tell you, I shit you not, give it a go. Half a teaspoon, if you're not already doing it, in the morning before you wake up, just, after you wake up, in your water, mix it up. I just scull it, honestly, and then just drink my normal water that doesn't have salt in it. Then I go outside, get my 15 minutes of sunlight in. Might even go for it. Sometimes I like to go for a walk just for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, get myself moving. And that whole process, if you have the time for it too, is better than getting up, so much better than getting up and just going straight for a coffee. You will feel fucking 10 times better throughout your whole day. It's almost like what my book's been saying. You start your day with good habits, mm-hmm. makes the rest of the day so much easier. And it sets you up if you instill that morning routine and set yourself up with good habits to start with, you could have a shit day for the rest of the day, but it won't be as bad as if you didn't have your morning routine set up for a productive day and you ticked all your boxes off just at 30 minutes after waking up. It wouldn't be as bad. So yeah, it's just, it's been genuinely, the salt in my water has been a game changer. But
have just a good morning routine for sure.
Dub. Anyway, have you got more to talk about?
Oh, sorry.
Let's keep going. Keep the ball going.
I just want to say.
Grace with the topics. What a shocker.
I just want to say, can we stop eating the fucking carnivore diet and going on about the carnivore diet?
The carnivore diet.
As if it's some miracle fat loss health.
Primals.
Some health strategy. That's just going to change your life. I'll tell you how it's going to fucking change your life. You eat the fucking carnivore diet, you idiot.
Whoa.
It's going to increase your risk of heart failure.
Yeah. Oh, she's got this written down here.
It's going to increase your risk of cardiovascular disease.
Yes.
Type 2 diabetes.
Yes. Cancer, dare I say.
And, dare you say correct.
Yeah.
It says here, colorectal cancer.
Yeah.
Digestive issues.
Yeah.
Do I have to keep fucking going before you realise how fucking stupid it is?
At the end of the day, it's a fad diet and we all know how shit fad diets are.
It's a diet that has no fibre in it at all.
No
fucking fibre.
No, and they stink. People who are on the carnivore diet fucking stink and are just greasy and oily.
There's just a lack of so many nutrients and micronutrients.
Because they just say, fuck vegetables, eat a testicle. Isn't that what the Liver King used to say?
Yeah. Fuck vegetables, eat a testicle.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And it is crazy how, more and more I'm scrolling through my feed and there's people eating on a fucking piece of wood with their
chopping
fingers.
Board.
Just slurping up eggs
board.
And shit.
Like, eggs and steak.
And I love it. Everyone will comment like, oh, does eating off a plate and with a fork, does that increase the amount of calories the meal has or something? Because no one eats with a fork for some reason. They've all got their disgusting little fingers in their food. They're eating it with their fingers off a fucking chopping board.
They're going back to how their ancestors lived. You know what pisses
me
off with the carnivore diet? The whole draw with it, I reckon it definitely started with the Liver King back in the day. Got all these people eating like their ancestors and how we lived back, you know, the primals and stuff. What fucking baffles me about people that are eating the carnivore diet because it's how our ancestors ate and, it gives you all these benefits and stuff. Are we not forgetting that our ancestors barely made it past the age of 30? Like they literally died so quickly because there was no knowledge on anything. They were still not even speaking English, our fucking ancestors, let alone doing up studies to see whether or not this fucking fad diet is going to increase my risk of fucking bum cancer.
Also, a lot of people will eat it and they'll say it makes them feel good and they might feel great for the first week or two.
Yeah.
Just because you feel good doesn't mean it'll be in good health.
Yes. Yeah, because smokers feel good when they fucking have a ciggy.
Feeling good does not equal being healthy.
Exactly.
They're cutting out like food groups. They're probably cutting out all of the processed crap, sugary shit that they were eating before.
And so they
because
think
they think
just,
this
yeah.
is the new magic answer. And you're probably going to feel good if you start cutting out those shitty processed sugary foods. Anyone will feel good if they do that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that what you're doing now is necessarily good for you either, just because you feel a little bit better because of that. Weight loss as well. People say that they are losing weight on the carnivore diet.
Yeah.
It's probably because you are, again, cutting out those food groups that are probably a little bit more dense in calories, and you're eating this now, so you're seeing a drop in weight.
Yeah.
Because you're cutting out entire food groups.
Yeah.
Like carbs and shit.
Mm.
But just because you're losing weight doesn't mean you're doing it in a healthy way.
Yeah.
And the carnivore diet is just so unhealthy, and it needs to be stopped.
Yes.
It is no better than keto. It's no better than what's another stupid fad diet that people do. It's no better than cutting out carbs.
Yeah,
I don't know. No better than cutting out fats. People just – the camera – honestly, this is a case, again, of people just searching for instant gratification and some instant feeling.
Yes.
To some instant feeling that they get, and then they immediately think that it's the answer.
Yeah.
And that everyone should be doing it.
Did you know, fun fact, the reason that people seek instant gratification, I told you this last night, is because it's a thing wired into our brains, because our ancestors didn't know when their next or where their next meal would be. They could go a week without food. So they did everything they could to find a quick solution to their problems, or, you know, if it meant eating whatever they could as soon as possible, that's what they did.
Yeah, right.
So that's why instant gratification is so delayed is a hard process.
That shits me off.
Mm.
Again, like I said last week about training, just do your very, very best to get educated and to learn.
Yeah.
The fat diet's never good, though. What proper nutrition is. Yeah, but the thing is people aren't viewing this like a fad diet for some reason.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day,
because it's like all whole food, natural type food.
This is the realistic circumstance for all the carnivore diet eaters out there. Is that their farts would stink like fucking shit. They would have the worst farts, I reckon. They would be, because it's just all protein that they're putting through themselves. They would fucking clear out a room. They gas a fucking room of people when they just let out a slight fart.
That's another thing.
Poo would be like solid as well. They would be severely constipated.
100%.
They would struggle to pass any sort of poo. It would take them half hour, an hour to even just squeeze out a little morsel of shit.
Fiber is so fucking important
and
for you as
probably
a micronutrient.
Have the fattest hemorrhoids all in their bums or on their bums because of how hard it is for them to push out a turd, honestly.
Do it for a week or two and you might feel great in that first week because, as I said, you cut all that shit out. But if you do this for a prolonged period of time, you are just progressively going to feel worse and worse and worse until you realize maybe this was a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm really fucking my body up
eating
this shit. Guys, honestly, it's not that deep.
Mm.
Nutrition isn't that deep.
Yeah.
Eat good whole foods 80% of the time. Don't restrict yourself, but you need to still allow yourself to enjoy some things, because it's not going to be the end of the world if you do eat some things that are a little bit higher in sugars or a little bit more processed. They have their place. If you want to lose weight, eat in a calorie deficit.
Yeah.
Figure out what your maintenance is, eat in a calorie deficit, and you will lose weight. And obviously prioritize things like fiber and your micros as well. High protein diet. Ensure you're eating carbs and fats. Just think the three macros, and then you also want to remember that you want to be getting a good amount of fiber in. 25 to 30 grams for females, I think, can go a little bit higher for males. Want to be getting that amount of fiber in a day, and then you want to be eating two fruits and ideally 5 serves of veggies a day. That's it. You learn that in school. And it's pretty well, look, there's some little issues with, like, you know, what you learn about in school. But those basic things are basic, and that's it.
Yeah. Well said.
Just don't overcomplicate it. There's no need ever to do a fad diet ever.
Well said. I have nothing to add to that because you've covered that completely, so. Good work. Although I will rehash.
And eat off a fucking plate with knives and forks,
this
animals.
This is what I was going back to. Oh. Why are people eating off chopping boards Yeah, with their hands. What's the go? What's go? You know what I found?
Do you think you're better than everyone?
What happened to a bowl? A bowl is the perfect thing to eat out of, right? What are you going to do if you have any liquid on that chopping board? It's just going to run over the fucking edge. It's not even like a plate. A plate at least has a bit of curvature to it.
The only liquid that they have is runny, disgusting egg yolk.
Yeah.
That they dip their fingers in with their raw, still mooing meat.
Yeah. Yuck. Why off a chopping board, though? I don't get it.
Exactly.
You know what I think is the best combination, right? If you were to have only one access to one utensil and one, like, dish, dish to eat out of. It'd be a bowl with
a spoon.
I reckon a knife.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No. Because
the, yeah, right. Good luck eating cereal with a knife.
Good luck cutting anything with a spoon.
Hey, I can get it done.
Even a fork.
No.
Imagine you have a steak. You don't eat steak, so you're gonna be like, ah. And you get the edge of a spoon and go. Even a chicken breast. It doesn't work that well, though.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work too well. A knife, you can still cut stuff and pick it up like a fork.
Yeah,
right.
Eating your peas with a knife.
Yeah, but you've got a bowl, so all you do is shovel it in your mouth. You pick the bowl up, and the bowl acts as a spoon. You got noodles or anything? You shovel it.
No, that's the craziest.
It's a knife and a bowl is the best combination if you were to be limited to just those two things.
And you're probably thinking, why are you so aggressive and such a hater with these? With, like, the carnival diet, it's not that bad.
Grace is an alluvial face, that's why.
I am a fucking hater, and I will die on that hill that it's the stupidest fucking diet ever. And if you're eating it, you're just not educated.
Yeah.
That's it. Simple. You're not educated. Sorry, that's it.
Damn.
Get educated.
Damn, the carnivals out there are going to be raging.
Yeah, come at me.
Raging.
Come at me. I bet I'll be able to outrun yous because yous are so fucking carb depleted. Yous will just die after 100 meters.
What would you choose? Oh, well, you're going to make this decision quite easily. I would struggle a bit more. Is if you could only pick between these two, or you could only pick one, the carnivore diet or being vegan?
Oh, I'd be vegan.
Yeah, so 100. You'd easily pick. See,
you have to. You can't pick the carnivore diet. You'll just die earlier.
See, but I reckon I'd die due to probably like suicide if I was a vegan.
Times have changed. Being a vegan wouldn't be that bad these days.
I suppose. I feel like you could live with it, but.
Have you seen the macros for some of that fake meat?
God, it would suck. Yeah, it's unreal.
Crazy.
It's unreal because it's all soy. Soy's fucking full of protein. So you would be fine, but it'd just be. Oh, it'd be fine.
No, nope, I could do it.
But it's vegan though too. Vegetarian, I can deal with a bit more. Vegan is hard though because things have got to be no animal products at all.
Poor animals though.
No animal products at all. You want a cake? It's got to be a vegan cake. You want ice cream? Vegan ice cream. You want milk? It's got to be vegan milk.
Not your full
cream.
You
like full cream?
No, I don't.
You do. You froth a full cream milk in your tea.
I love cow milk.
Yeah. And guess what? No more cow milk.
Yeah, that's fine. I lived off almond milk for like 20 weeks.
Unless you get vegan cheese, no more cheese.
Yeah, I understand that.
No more parmesan cheese that you cake on all your food. So you would struggle a little bit. You would.
Anyway.
No more gravy.
Yeah,
because gravy comes from meat products. Okay. Gravy's not vegan.
I don't have gravy.
It's not actually vegetarian either, I don't think. But yeah.
Last thing I want to say before we leave.
Oh. Final words
is
from
Grace.
I
reckon you could be cast as Superman in a movie.
Me?
Yep.
Yeah.
100%. Clark Kent.
That's what I get
all the time.
And that's not even to just like blow myself off. It's
all
just
the time.
It
I'm not even going to lie.
It's
when I first saw Lewis, I went, "Oh my god, Clark Kent."
It's cuz this week at placement I was informed by one of the workers there that at the last place I was at, because it's the same company, that a worker said to her, "Do you get Clark Kent vibes from Lewis?" And she told me that. I don't know if she was telling me that, expecting me to be like, "I've never heard that before." But I was like, "Oh, yeah." I'm like, I've gotten that genuinely. If I was to count how many times I've been told that in my life, it would be pushing 50s, like in the 50s, by like 50 different people, I reckon, plus, like a lot.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten it at the gym before. I used to get it at school. You know, I don't know.
I reckon you could be cast as Superman in a movie tomorrow?
I think predominantly it's because of my hair and glasses, because it is Clark Kent. Like, Clark Kent has the same glasses I do. But maybe more so now I'm stepping away from Clark Kent and more into Superman.
Because he's huge, is what he's trying to
say. Fucking jacked. I've always said, though, if we were to go, this is how much I get it. If we were to ever go to a Halloween party and have to dress up, or a dress up party in general, and they're like, you dress as you want, I would have to go with Superman / Clark Kent.
You guys also should see Lewis when he looks like Clark Kent with his glasses on, and then you take his glasses off, and I've seen you before after a shower, and your hair's sort of slicked back, but no word of a lie, sometimes this curl will fall down on his forehead and he looks dead set, just like Superman, like so fully like Superman. It's crazy.
Maybe that's the, maybe I need a what's the Superman pose? Two arms out. Maybe that I need to make that a pose in like a posing routine.
Like you're flying.
Yeah, yeah.
Flying across the sky.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Maybe, you know what I actually low-key want to get is like a compression top with the Superman like logo on it.
Yeah, that would be so cute.
That would be cool. That'd be cool.
That would be cutie.
Superman.
Cutie.
I'll take Superman. Superman's up there in my
top. So is Clark Kent.
No. I'm saying he's up there in my top five superheroes of all time. He'd be probably number two.
Sorry, but I actually don't even care who your number one is, because fuck superheroes.
Oh, fuck. What the fuck? Yeah, Grace is an avid hater of like anything Marvel or DC or anything.
I honestly sound like such a bitch. Like, so I'm,
you do.
I'm not a hater, guys. Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah. No, she is.
I'm not. I just, they're so boring.
Because I cop this on a daily basis. I'm like, you know, I'll be like, well, who's your favorite hero or something? She goes, fuck off.
No.
I fucking hate heroes. Fucking hate Marvel. Don't talk to me.
I've never said that in my life ever.
And then if I get even remotely like, oh, why are you inside? I'm in my luteal phase, right?
That's bullshit.
I'm in my luteal phase. Leave me alone. You wouldn't understand. I get 5 days a month where I feel normal, right? Leave me alone.
Hey,
that's
guys,
what I get. Always.
He's an educated man.
Yeah.
That's true. Five
you know,
days a
you
month.
Know, I'm not educated.
5 days
I've
a month.
Just heard it from you about 50 billion times.
Because it's,
that it's just second nature
it's
to me now. It runs
our
off my
reality,
head.
But
it runs
I'm
off my head.
I'm not horrible to Lewis. I don't tell him to fuck off.
And God,
ever.
And she's given,
I would
and
never.
She's given that information to her mum now, who's always in a foully at some point, right?
How
so now she's got an excuse to run with being in a foully all the time. Oh, you wouldn't get it. You wouldn't get it. I'm in my luteal phase. Yeah, I'm going through menopause. You wouldn't get it.
No.
You try bleeding out of your willy for a week every month.
Yeah,
see how you go.
You try it.
Yeah. You misogynistic pig, you don't get me. That's always.
That's just not at all how I've ever delivered it.
So if you see the Grace's like menstrual cycle post she put up, that was I tell you what, there was just constantly, she's finding out everything and she goes, did you know that I only get 5 days a
fucking
month?
Hold on a minute, hold on a minute. No, I already knew that. Excuse me, you're acting like I've put a post up and done my research on the day I did the fucking post. Bullshit.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did.
You didn't know any of it from school. I remember sitting there saying, Grace didn't know.
Exactly.
No, stop. Grace didn't know that the menstrual cycle, when you bleed, it's the shedding of your uterus lining. I was like, how didn't you know that? I was like, I learned that in high school, that's what the case was. Dare I even say primary school when we did sex ed, that it's the lining of the uterus that gets bled out. And she goes, nah, I didn't get fucking told that.
No,
I'm like,
well,
you probably did, but you just were probably had narcolepsy and were asleep in your classes were too busy on your phone in class.
Listen to me. Can I say this?
What?
First things first, you're painting a picture out as if I putting up that post about the menstrual cycle, learnt all of it the day
no,
fucking
she learned
before.
It over a long period of time.
I have been trying to learn the workings of our cycle
for
probably
months.
Since for the past year
months,
I've sort of started to get into it. No, I've started learning about it in the past year.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have as much too much of an interest in it before, as much of an interest as I should have. Then I maybe at the start of the year was like, hang on, like I probably should get clued on because why do we feel the way we feel? So I everything that I put in the fucking post that I put up, I knew months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't just research it.
No, she didn't. She did research it, but over a long period of time.
I researched it months ago and learned about it months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't learn it in school, and that's an issue in itself.
The school system failed, Grace. Well, you know, I can believe you in a way because you went to Dungog, fucking Dungog High. Jesus Christ. But we definitely covered it at school.
I'm sweating.
And I dare say you just weren't paying attention because it was science and you don't like science.
It wasn't in science. It would have been in PE.
Oh, well, there you go.
But we didn't learn the ins and outs of it like that, and we didn't learn about the different phases.
I dare say you might have.
No, we didn't, Lewis. Don't tell me what I didn't learn. We didn't. They didn't teach us any of that. You did not get taught in high school about the four phases of the fucking menstrual cycle.
I got taught that's what menstruation.
Yeah. Okay. So you got taught literally.
We got taught at least the basic principles of menstruation,
which is. 3 to 7 days a week, the lining of the uterus sheds. That is so bare minimum of what the menstrual cycle is. That's literally one tiny little snippet of it.
Yeah, that's the very basics of it, but you didn't know that. That's why I'm saying it was taught through school,
and
though.
But that tiny snippet of it was taught through school.
Isn't everything. Yeah, the extra research you've done. I
should be taught in school.
I learned in bio on my own.
No, didn't.
I did.
You did not get taught about what happens in the follicular phase, the luteal phase, and the menstrual phase, and the ovulation phase. That was out of order. No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And the hormones that get released that are increased. LSH hormone.
Well, why didn't you enlighten me then?
Because I didn't think there was something that interested you.
Why would it not interest me?
Well, just because. Why didn't I rehash a topic I learnt in bio in year fucking 12 with you, Grace, just randomly?
Well, did you learn
because
about...
Because you know why? No, you know why? I didn't do it because I would have gotten accused of mansplaining how your period works if I fucking informed you.
I have a question.
I would have gotten accused of mansplaining.
I have a question.
100%.
I have a question.
Go for it.
Did you learn about... the effects of those hormones on how a female feels. Because that, at the end of the day, is what we need to know. It's all good and well.
No, we didn't go into the psychology of it.
Right. Well, then what the fuck? What the fuck? Why are you learning about it then? Because the psychology of it.
Because we're learning about the biology.
It's probably the most important part.
That's why it was called biology.
But that's what I'm saying. Is the school system is failing us.
It's failing us in many other
aspects. No, but we're not talking about that. We're just talking about this.
Okay.
They do not go into depth enough about the menstrual cycle and the effect that it has on us females.
We
and that is something that we should know growing up. We should know this.
We definitely know. Going back and thinking now, we definitely did get taught how women feel because we had a female teacher teach us it who was relatively young. So when it came to periods and stuff, she was being very transparent about what it's like.
Right, okay, but also it's...
I don't know. We didn't go into the luteal phase and stuff like that.
I just don't believe you. No, you didn't talk about it.
Thank you all for listening.
No, I'm not done.
To the Talk and Fit podcast.
I'm not finished.
We'll see you guys.
You didn't talk about it
next week.
In a way... That
I just
refuse to believe that
I've stopped recording. No, I haven't.
I refuse to believe that you talked about it in a way that it is being brought to light these days.
Okay, well,
don't sit there and tell me that you did because it has no the cycle of a woman has not been researched or talked about. Enough. Like, there's some weird stigma still, like, you shouldn't talk about your period, rah, rah, rah. Like, I'm so glad that that's getting broken down and it's becoming more normal to talk about it and its effects on us because it's huge.
Yes, it is.
It has a significant effect on girls.
Yeah.
100%.
Awesome. It definitely does. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you stuck all the way to the end, we appreciate you. Go follow us on our
socials.
Thanks
for just fobbing that off.
No, I'm not fobbing it off. We've gone on for a fucking hour and 10, Grace.
All right, I need to go study.
Yeah, exactly. We have shit to do today.
All right, bye, guys.
I didn't plan on a period rant at the end there.
Thanks for listening.
Right, for 10 minutes.
Love
Thank you,
guys.
All right, see you guys. Ciao.